Hey, welcome to the Tech Ed Countdown Show. Lucky number
13.
13, or tres in French. And what was the one we were saying? It's Spanish?
Yeah.
Trece?
Yeah.
Trece, that's bad. I can't even say it.
But no.
I do a French accent with a Spanish.
Doesn't work.
But hey, Tech Ed Houston, Tech Ed taking place in Houston on May 12th through to the 15th, and we're getting freaking close.
Yes.
Really close.
Really, really close.
And this is this particular episode is rather much of a favorite of ours, I think.
It is, absolutely.
We have a secret reveal that's going to be discussed in a little bit after we finish off one of our other segments.
Absolutely.
Where do you want to start, man?
Let's talk. Well, we always start with the forums.
Okay, forums.
Let's jump on over to the forums.
Let me see where I got my forums here.
Of course, we take your feedback, so make sure that you are visiting the forums, which is channel9.msdn.com/forums. And post what you would like to see in the countdown show. We also peruse the forums for the questions that everybody has burning on their minds for Tech Ed North America. Now, this week,
one of the questions that came up is actually interesting. You actually commented in the forum thread, and there's a little known secret. When should you arrive and when should you depart? And your secret was actually very, very cool. Your suggestion in the forums was arrive early so that you get time to get acclimatized.
Arrive on Saturday.
Right.
Get yourself in, get yourself settled into your hotel room and everything. And then also you'll be able to register on Sunday. So you'll be one of the first folks in. Get registered, get all of that out of the way. Of course, if you're attending pre-cons, you'll want to be there Saturday anyway because Sundays are the pre-cons.
Yep.
But then departure, everybody wants to leave on Friday because the last official day is Thursday. If you can swing it, I suggest not leaving until Saturday or leaving very late on Friday and taking advantage of the fact that you've just gone through this big major event. And you can actually sit down in your hotel room and write those post-event reports that you know you need to have for your bosses, you know need to have those for your coworkers, but you never get time to get them done once you get back into the office and start getting back into the swing of things and the deluge of emails and everything else that you've got. So I highly recommend that everybody just get there a little bit early, get in and registered on Sunday, and then stay that extra day and get those reports and all those things, that paperwork that you need to have done. And you?
I also follow the same, mainly for, well, I'm not attending any pre-cons because we don't have any time to attend pre-cons.
No.
In case you're wondering, there is a special episode, not a special episode, a special session you can attend that both Joey, myself, and a good friend of ours, Richard Campbell, is going to be doing, which is known as MS Tech Ed 101. It's happening twice on Sunday, once at 1 o'clock and once at 4 o'clock.
Don't give away all the secrets.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. It's 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. It's well worth your time if you're a seasoned veteran or mostly it's targeted towards people that have never been to Tech Ed before. It's a lot of fun. We'll talk more about that in an upcoming episode specifically for the newbies that are coming to Tech Ed. I segued into that because that's a Sunday time frame when that's going to be going on. There's other social activities happen on Sunday besides the pre-cons as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And that was also one of the topics that came up on the forums.
Okay.
Another topic that came up on the forum is also the subject of what this show is about, which is the bag show. It has details the bag.
I'm not
going to talk about the bag just yet. I'm just going to say that was definitely, everybody talks about this one particular item as something they want to know more details about before they get there.
Well, okay. Somebody left the office open. I was in working this weekend. Somebody left their office open. The bag was there. You know what? The best way to do this? Gulnaz, roll that footage.
Tech Ed attendees, are you tired of being this guy? The one with his laptop, power supplies, and everything falling all over the place? Well, we have the solution for you. Introducing the 2014 Tech Ed Attendee Bag. The Tech Ed North America 2014 backpack is uniquely designed for today's mobile super user. It's environmentally friendly, as the durable nylon fabric and its main contrasting outer panels are made from 100% recycled material. In addition, it features both a roomy and padded laptop compartment, as well as a very special supplemental tablet sleeve. This laptop compartment is airport security friendly, opening from the outside of the bag for quick and efficient inspection while traveling. This backpack also includes numerous compartmental pockets for additional devices like your chargers. like your accessories, like your other chargers and accessories. And this bag can be yours by attending TechEd North America 2014. Register now!
So there you have it.
I like the fact that we actually got budget to make that commercial. I think that's going to actually sell that bag.
Absolutely, but hang on.
I got it right here.
You got it there?
I got it right here.
In case the awesome infomercial wasn't enough, we've actually got the bag here. There are some questions on the forums about the bag.
Okay, now the first thing I want to make sure we address.
Okay, address
it. Is this. Here are the zippers, and watch this.
Yes. Sturdy zippers this year. Okay, enough.
I know, it just sounds fun.
Yes.
It calls out, it has a very nice, large, deep pocket, so it's actually got good depth to be able to put a lot of stuff inside of there.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed because I was actually going to get one of my old binders from teaching mock courseware.
Yeah, yeah.
Like those big massive things and see there, because it would actually fit multiple three-ring binders.
Yeah.
But you've got a few things there.
I'm just proving. Like it actually has a couple of power supplies, my traveling headset, my traveling power supply. That all fits in there just beautifully. But the part that we also called out an awful lot on the infomercial is this zip-open option for your laptop. And there's questions in the forums.
Yep.
Can it fit a 17-inch? There's a 17-inch. This is a Lenovo W520. It's my portable server, basically. It easily fits into the main laptop compartment slide and still has the Velcro attachment.
Excellent.
And it also has the Surface top. There is no Surface included with the bag.
Yeah.
Just so you know. But that's basically in there. So very nice addition right there.
It's for your tablet, any kind of tablet
yep.
that you want there.
And then I remember Harjeet was asking, is there an area that has lots of little tiny compartments? And that's obviously at the front to be able to have nice capabilities of putting in your adapters and your pens
yep.
and your styli and stuff like that
yep.
too. What do you think about the bag?
I love the bag, actually. And Bert, to answer your question about the water bottle holder.
Oh, yes.
Very deep. Very deep. We can actually use the full-size water bottle or the smaller size that we got last year. Great little water bottle pocket. Not going to fall out on you.
We did not locate the sample water bottle at this time. Rumor has it, it is a narrow bottle that is relatively long, and it actually has a soft top.
Okay.
Do you remember Tech Ready?
Did you see it?
So you know what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't show you what it looks like now, but it's a good water bottle. I personally used it. It's quite nice.
Okay.
Another person asked about the handle.
Yes.
Is it comfy? Is it strong? Reinforced double stitching and also having a nice little grommet
yes.
right inside of it to keep
yes.
it on there. And very padded.
Okay, can you put your stuff away?
I know, I'm getting there. Sorry,
do
you
want to
throw it on there?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. So there it is.
Very nice.
The bag.
Nice pack.
Both comfortable sides. Straps.
Comfortable straps.
Comfortable straps, absolutely.
And even a groove to allow air channel through your spine for proper portability.
Ventilation. Ventilation is always important.
You'll be pleased. In fact, as we were showing this off earlier, Naz was upset that she hasn't gotten a bag in the past. So we'll
yes.
have to make sure that
you're going to have to make
everyone.
Sure you keep a hold of that because
yes.
she could abscond from with the absconded bag.
You got it.
Because I've already absconded with it. All right. That's the bag. Oh, I'm excited.
I am.
It's getting so close. It's getting close. One other thing that we want to talk about today is a new blog post that has just gone up on the
yes.
blog. And this is going to be about restaurants in Houston, Texas.
Now, we covered a lot of these restaurants in our lead-up videos to all this sort of stuff with little segments. Didn't cover them all, but a good chunk of them. So if you wanted to review those again,
yes.
I'll make sure I put a link down to the bottom that has a list of all those previous countdown videos, 1, 2, 3, and then actually a fourth one, I think.
Yep.
Kind of snuck it all in there for that sort of stuff. Do you want to do this by order of like time of day, perhaps?
Yeah, let's do that. So breakfast.
No, even before breakfast,
okay.
in my opinion. I like to start my day.
I don't eat breakfast, so.
I like to start my breakfast, honestly, with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
The best gourmet craft coffee that you will ever have in your life is at Blacksmith.
Yes.
It is a short cab ride away.
If you're in downtown.
If you're in downtown.
Yep.
And it is absolutely awesome.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Worth it. Worth
awesome.
The cab ride.
Awesome.
Yes.
We are working on a way that we can actually have it brought in just for us. We don't know how we're going to do it yet, but we're working on having that one there. So amazing coffee, brings coffee to a whole new level. They also do a limited breakfast there too. They do really good scrambled eggs.
Yeah, and their pastry. Pastries. Their pastry with their fresh marmalade.
Yes,
that they do.
It's also
fantastic.
In there as well.
Very good.
Very, very nice. But then the real.
If you want to go to the Breakfast Club, check this out, right? Yep. The Breakfast Club, located very, very close in downtown area.
Yep.
You want to check them. They've got the chicken and waffles, the green eggs and ham. And then your favorite was the catfish.
The catfish. I've never had fish for breakfast in the morning, and it was actually quite good to be able to have the fish. Very good.
Then also, of course, there's going to be breakfast at the conference center.
Yes.
Right? All them. We will have breakfast and lunch at the conference center. It will be hot breakfast, so you can get it there. But in case you wanted to explore other places or you're there, like I mentioned earlier, a day early, jump in and check out some of these places. Now for lunch, there's all sorts of different things that you can have for lunch. Let's lump lunch and dinner kind of together as far as general restaurants are concerned. I love Derma's.
Yes.
Little Mexican place. We've talked about that before.
They don't
the show.
Have a menu.
No.
You literally just walk in there, tell them about how hungry you are, some kind of things you'd like to have, and they will throw together a mash of stuff together. That's just
fantastic.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. Make sure you have the homemade lemonade or melonade, as we had at that time, because it was melon based. Uh-huh. And every time you go there, it's a little different because they have different people cooking different things. They take turns rotating throughout different stations. So very, very cool for Irma's.
A couple places for expense account dining. If you've got the expense account, check out Three Forks. Great steakhouse there. There's a couple of other great steakhouses downtown. Not so much an expense account dining experience, but I recommend Sambuca. Mm-hmm. Sambuca is a great place, lots of seafood, various things there. That was called out on the blog post. And then, of course, probably most importantly is going to be your evening and what you're going to do in the evening. I recommend, as I'm wearing the shirt today, the Hay Merchant, which is on Westheimer. This is one of those pubs that basically specializes in craft brewing.
Yes.
And we actually went into the Keg Room.
That's where we shot one of the shows.
When we shot one of the shows, you've got to check out the Hay Merchant. It's absolutely fantastic. If you want to stay closer into the downtown area.
I was about to say that the Hay Merchant's a little tinier, a bit more intimate as far as a nice social setting's concerned. It's very, very nice. They do have a separate room that you can go off and use if you wanted to. Downtown area is the Flying Saucer, is what I would call the sort of equivalent, mostly equivalent to that from a style of eatery. They actually have like Trivia Tuesdays. They have the old fashioned golf games in the back you can go off and play, sideboard of darts. So it's a bit more traditional. You can attempt to drink 200 pints throughout the course of the week. That's averaging over 10 pints, more than 10 pints a day, I think it is, or 20 pints a day.
Yeah, I don't. It's a lot.
It's a lot of stuff. You need a lot of pints to be able to get your swipe card to get your saucer up on the top of the wall.
At least get it started.
Yeah, at least you can get it started and always come back and visit. That one there's quite nice.
If you're into the cocktails, we did talk about Anvil. We actually did a shoot at Anvil Bar and Refuge. This place was just voted amongst the top, I believe it was top 20, cocktail bars by Food and Wine Magazine.
In North
America.
In the
United States.
Yeah. Or United States.
Within the United States, yes. As were a bunch from locally here in Seattle, but in Houston, Anvil.
Yeah.
You'll want to check that out. That's also in the Lower Westheimer area.
If there was something that's called a craft cocktail, I think that would be the place.
Well, it's essentially pre-Prohibition era cocktails.
Right.
Or Prohibition era cocktails. Anyway, it's good.
I think it's pre-Prohibition. It's Prohibition, you'd be having like bathtub gin or something like that.
Yes, but there were cocktails. Okay, I'm not going to get into that.
We didn't have Prohibition in Canada. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, so. Exactly. anyway, check out the blog post. We'll link to it down below. Check that out. All the various eateries. There's more than what we've covered here. These just happen to be some of our favorites.
We got to do one more shout out to one.
Okay, wait.
I'm sorry, man.
Okay, go ahead.
Okra.
Okra.
The charity concept. Bar. It's a charity bar. Different charities every month. You cast your vote by every time you buy a drink, you get a token, you can drop it inside one of the voting boxes, and whichever voting box has the most gets the money at the end of the month for that one there. So it's a very, very cool location. It's actually in between two buildings that they put an arch over top of back in the 1800s to turn into a gambling hall, a saloon. So it's the original trusses that are there between these two buildings. So very, very nice.
Awesome.
And that's in the area called Market Square. And there's a bunch of little tiny restaurants and bars and cool things in there. I went to this one place that I want to call it the Laugh or something like that, or the Lafayette, or I think it was Lafayette, which is the oldest physical building in downtown Houston. It's actually a bar. And the bar top is one running board of one of these steamships. They used to go up and down. So it's all ancient and carved in and stuff like that.
Cool.
Very, very cool stuff.
Have to check that out.
So yeah, the garden market area, or the, sorry, the market area with okra. Shouting that one out.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Sounds good. I'm hungry.
I know.
We just had lunch. I'm hungry.
I know. Are we done the show? Is this it? Did we cover enough?
I don't know.
We did
know.
The forums, we did the blog post, the bag infomercial, we did the restaurants. I think we did it.
I think that's good.
Okay.
I think that's good enough.
Join us again on the next episode coming up in the not too distant future, where it's going to be episode number 14.
Yep.
Don't know what the topic is yet because we can't share that with you.
Because we don't know.
You're obviously able to connect up with us in the forums anytime you like on the channel9msdn.com forums. Down inside the TechEd North America area. Start off a new thread if you wanted to, or just add on to the other one. It just simply bubbles it up and you'll see us there responding.
Yep.
You can reach us out on the Twitters if you wanted to. The official hashtag is MSTechEd, or you can tweet directly TechEd_NA. You are?
At Joey Snow.
I'm at @RicksterCDN.
Make sure you register.
Yes.
MSTechEd.com. Do it.
When you're registering, you have the option of the pre-cons, and if you haven't registered a pre-con yet, you still can. Go back and change your registration to include one. Our extra cost, but definitely worth your money.
Absolutely. Is that it? We done?
I think we're good. All right. We're good. See you next week.